The yeas on this bill are 68, the nays are 32. The bill as amended is passed.
Last June, the U.S. Congress made a landmark decision to pass immigration reform. The new law eliminates the Diversity Immigrant Lottery Visa, also known as the Green Card Lottery. Every year, people from around the world play this lottery to get a green card. Annually, since 1990, the U.S. has granted 50,000 immigrant visas through this program to people from countries that are underrepresented in the U.S., like most African countries and some Asian countries. But about half of these visas have gone to immigrants from Africa. The program's elimination is sparking questions and suspicion in African immigrant communities about why that is. Marie Soudji is a Senegalese immigrant who owns two hair braiding salons in Hayward. Soudji came to the U.S. 22 years ago through the Green Card Lottery and says she knows many family and friends have a similar story.
People from Senegal, from Togo, from Ghana, even Nigeria, but West African, a lot of people that I know that came through the lottery.
Soudji's friend Marie Zahore says the lottery has brought in a number of her friends too, including a nurse and a teacher. She says African immigrants are serious about creating better lives for themselves, being good citizens, and staying out of trouble.
They just go to school, they pay taxes, now and the drugs, because African people don't do that. We just come out here and just working and just ride to survive.
Africans are among the fastest growing immigrant populations, with 1.1 million living in the U.S. today. Most are from Nigeria, Ethiopia, and Ghana. Africans are the most highly educated immigrant group coming into the country. 70% speak English fluently. So why is the lottery ending? When immigration reform was being negotiated, lawmakers who never really liked the program to start with saw it as a chance to revisit it. One argument is that the lottery is too random, and that may lead to the wrong people coming into the country, as Republican Senator Bob Goodlatte of Virginia warns.
Even if technical improvements were made to the visa lottery program, nothing would prevent terrorist organizations or foreign intelligence agencies from having members apply for the program who do not have criminal backgrounds. Maybe have recently left one of the madrasas in the Middle East.
Democrats defended the lottery and opposed a new merit-based point system that ranks immigrants by how educated they are, with priority given to STEM fields. The more points you have, the bigger your chance of getting into the country. Illinois Democrat Luis Gutierrez was one of the most impassioned critics of this new system. He says it's just un-American.
Imagine if those millions who passed through Ellis Island were given a test when they arrived. If they were gifted in science and math, they were in. If they were simply a hardworking man or woman in search of a better life, prepared to sweat and toil in the fields or in our factories, they wouldn't have been good enough under this bill. Think about it. Where would we all be if we had to pass that test?
The NAACP and the Congressional Black Caucus also fought for the lottery visa as one of the primary ways Africans migrate to the U.S. Eritrean immigrant Nunu Kedane heads the Oakland-based advocacy group Priority Africa. She says those in her community can't help but feel like the new system is discouraging and unwelcoming.
It really triggers a sense that this country, which has always had itself portrayed as open and accessible, is shutting yet another door down.
She says the African immigrant's dream of coming to America is about more than him or herself. A 2010 study showed that the African diaspora sent home $58 billion in remittances, more than the Western aid money the continent received that year.
When people receive notice that they have been selected for a diversity visa, it is incredibly transformative, not just to that individual, but to an entire family and community, because we now see that this person having this opportunity to go to the United States means the likelihood of that community benefiting is significant.
Another more sensitive part of this conversation is that while the diversity visa was eliminated, another visa was increased, the H-1B skilled worker visa. This is a temporary work visa, but those who hold it can then apply for a green card with the support of an employer. Advocates from Silicon Valley tech giants Facebook, Google, Intel, HP, and others lobbied Congress for more of these visas, which could help them bring in more talent from outside the country. That has Congolese immigrant Clementine Intaikala feeling suspicious.
So exactly what are we saying here? I mean, it hasn't been spelled out, but if we were to eliminate the DV, where do you think those 50,000 visas that we've been issuing for years will go? And I think that it's more like we need tech workers to fill the jobs that are available, yes. But we can't sacrifice one group for the benefit of another group. I think that it's just trying to create division within the immigrant population. We need the Africans here, and we need the tech workers. How can we have both?
Priority Africa's Nunu Kidane says these are important questions, and it's not just about immigration.
It's about, you know, how we approach the social makeup, because immigration, it has been said, is a form of social engineering, right? Who you allow to come into the United States determines the makeup of the nation for generations to come. So that's why it's highly disputed, because there's a realization that this country is no longer mirroring the image that people had assumed it had.
As Marie Soji braids her client's hair, she, like many Africans I spoke to, worries about America's changing immigration policy. It seems to be moving from give me your tired, your weak, your huddled masses to give me your workers who have master's degrees.
To me, it looked like they are singling out Africans. For what reason, I don't know, you know. But I don't think that is fair. They should give everybody, because that's what America is known for, you know, for equal opportunity for everybody.
This is the last year to apply for a diversity visa. As of 2015, the quarter-century-old program will be no more.